For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning to you all. Happy Labor Day break. I know a bunch of people who are able to stay home because of the Labor Day holiday. I hope that's you. Hope you're enjoying a great long weekend as we now enter the month of September. Goodness gracious. But I'm thinking about all of you. We got some more comments on our radio broadcast. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for writing me. These came through Facebook, the inbox. And I appreciate it so much that you take time and you're writing. I love that because I'm a writer. And it's just a great thing when you exhort your brethren in the faith, isn't it? So thank you for that so much. A lot of things are going through my mind. September the 19th. A day of prayer and fasting. You write to us. Tell us your prayer requests. We will be fasting and praying for you. And of course, our class of Ephesians. Man, we just got some great registrations coming, but there's still time. September 9, 16, 23. Please let me know. Go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Tell me if you want to go. And we will have notes ready for you. It is free. Using the Sanctuary of Victory Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana. You come, we'll be doing the book of Ephesians. Oh my gracious. Just so much wealth in this book, isn't there, brothers and sisters? And I will this week be taking another excerpt from Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore I, this is Paul talking, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you. I think that's such interesting verbiage. Paul's not just saying, I got a great idea. But listen to his heart, my brethren. I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. Very important phrase there. I'm going to explain it in a minute. For you have been called by God. He says, man, I'm begging you guys out there, you Christians. And in Ephesians, this was like a circulatory letter. Yes, it was for the church at Ephesus, but it probably went to all the churches. And Paul is saying, come on now. We got a job to do. He has just given tons of riches out of these first two chapters of who we are in God and who we are in Christ and all that's been given to us thanks to Jesus and who the Holy Ghost is living on the inside of us, and who the Father. He just gives us all this wealth. Now listen, my brethren, he says this, in lieu of that, thanks to that, because of that, please, will you lead a life that's worthy of everything I have just written about, meaning chapters 1, 2, and 3. The word worthy means a balance, as in a set of scales. So picture the attorney set of scales. And what Paul says is this. On the left-hand side of the scales, all those riches and everything God has done, is it in proportion to the right side of the scales, which shows everything you're doing as a result? Not works, but a life that's displaying the beauty of what Christ has done for us. We're new creatures, my friend. So I'm going to continue on this tomorrow. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.